Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Once again, you're just on your phone as we're doing it. Oh, but they, listeners, you
sorry,
just heard
I was just donating to charity, actually. So,
what charity? Go on, quickly, 3, 2, 1.
Cancer Research.
You just show me.
I need to show you.
What do you mean?
I need to show you.
You do. You're one of those people for charities that you like Richard.
I do it and I don't talk about it. I asked you to kindly donate to me, which you did.
I did, yeah.
What did you ask me to do?
No, I did not.
Nothing's for free with you.
Everything's for free with me.
What did you ask me to do?
I said, can you kindly
promote another TV show that you've done.
Do you know what?
Sure, if it was a one-off.
Oh, hang on a second. Did you do it?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Look, it's what best friends do, buddy.
Okay, just next time I ask.
If you got a bit soft
next
there,
time
you,
I ask.
You pussy. Yep. You loser.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You fell for it. I actually hate you.
Yeah. I'm still quite sweaty from our spin class we did this morning.
That's what you want to call it?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Private Partners, welcome to our bonus episode. Hey, how you doing? By the way, got to say this. The people listening love these bonus episodes that we do.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's because it's you and I just chatting, just throwing some stuff around, just being just funny as always.
Chin wagging.
Yeah, we're a wagger of chins.
My chin is wagging today.
I want to know one thing about you. So you stopped doing Main Chelsea. Funny thing is, Jamie stops doing it, then Alex stops doing it. Oh, what a coincidence.
Dyed my hair blonde.
You did?
Getting into the podcast game.
Oh my God.
Becoming a huge, huge misogynist.
Why do you keep calling me misogynist?
It's because you tried to do that to me. So now
you are a misogynist.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, you.
I'm the opposite.
We went to the gym class. We go to our gym a lot. Shout out to Kex, you guys rock. We do spin classes and things like that. And every single time you walk in there, and there's a lovely receptionist, and I go, and you get angry, and you walk downstairs, and you go, oh, I just hate women.
and then you go in,
I just hate them.
You go in and you open the girls' change room, and you just spit in there, and you go,
oh my God.
You're a horrible, horrible bloke.
I grew up with 3 sisters and a mother, and I hated them.
And where are they now?
Dead. Buried them. No, I didn't. I think women are way better than men. We're kind of similar. We get on very much. I get on better with women.
Yeah, I do get on very well with women. I think that we are the worst sex, men.
Yes, of course we are.
We're a bit pathetic.
Yeah, 100%, without a doubt.
Pathetic. We were talking about this on the girls' bathroom.
Come on, give me this. So, you can't just throw it out there. You've got to explain. This is a podcast. Describe it. What was it?
Oh, Well, you also did it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
so true. The girls' bathroom, the two girls, we had them on here on the podcast. They did a tour, or they're still doing a tour.
Sophia and Chintzia.
That's right. And they very kindly invited Jamie. You did the London leg. Yeah. Obviously, you got prime spot.
Which leg did you do?
I did Manchester, which is kind of seen as the capital, the new capital of.
Did you get drunk on the train?
I had a beer.
Oh my God.
I had a beer.
I reckon people see you sitting on the train and they go, is that Alex Mitten? And then you go, as you open your can, you go, yep, that's definitely him.
And I give them a little wink with beer all over my face.
So you're drunk on the train.
Drunk on the train.
You're drunk on the train going to Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you get off.
That's generally what happens, yeah.
you get off. And then you
get off.
You get off, and then you go to the theatre that they're doing it in.
Yeah.
How many people are there?
I'd say there's probably like 400 or 500.
Really?
Yeah.
You nervous?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not as much of an extrovert as you, so doing that stuff is.
You keep saying this. You are an extrovert.
It's true.
Okay. What do you do on the weekend? Oh, I went out again. That's being an extrovert.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
What's that thing?
I get nervous.
You like that stuff, hippie crack. What is it?
Hippie crack.
Yeah, I see.
Hippie kaye.
Hippie. You like all that stuff,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, really into
that balloon stuff.
Yeah. I like helium.
So you get into the theatre.
Anyway, so get into the theatre and yeah, I am slightly more nervous with that type of stuff. But by that point, I've had 19 Becks, so I don't even know I'm in a theatre.
Oh, the audience are just cattle to me at this point.
I thought I was at home. So I stumble out in my dressing gown.
I also say, if anyone's ever done any theatre work, backstage at a theatre is one of the most bleak places. There's an ironing board,
a kettle, and a fridge
that doesn't work. And just like, just a sense of sadness.
That's why I thought I was at home. but anyway, yeah, so went on stage.
Do you have an ironing board in this corner at home?
I've got one in my cupboard.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I occasionally use it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
For what?
For using it as a table. It's where I eat my dinner. It's like a sort of high bar.
You set up a little date. I got a little date for us tonight, a little candle.
I pretend that I work in a bar. It's just me on my own. And I actually play the bartender and the customer.
Okay, go on then, do it.
Your usual again, is it, sir? And then I run around the other side of the thing and I go, yeah, thank you, buddy.
What do you
want? Give me a shot of tequila and one of those there bourbons.
Bourbons?
A bonbon. Wait,
they're selling bonbons in this.
Hey, what's the chocolate biscuit called? A bonbon?
Oh, no,
a bourbon. Is it bourbon or
what is it?
A bourbon. And then the drink is a bourbon.
A bourbon.
A bourbon.
What is a bourbon?
I'll have a bourbon and a bourbon.
And a bonbon. Can I get can I get my usual? Yeah, I can get a bourbon, a bonbon, and a bourbon.
And if you come with me to the loo and you can put it in my bum bum. Anyway, so by that point.
And then was that good? Yeah, it was bonbon.
It's bonbon. Very good.
We can keep going. We can keep going. What else is that?
Let's finish it on a high. So I've reenacted it. I then play the bouncer who goes, look, buddy.
Are you still in your flat at the moment?
Still in my flat.
With your ironing board
still
up.
In my flat. I get changed in between each character as well. So I'm usually wearing this jacket when I want to be the security guy. And then I come up and I wrestle myself out of the bar. And then I actually...
Who normally wins? The bouncer.
I beat up the bouncer. And then I come back in, put a wig on and start snogging this girl.
So you're snogging yourself.
Snogging myself in the mirror.
You've just beaten yourself up, aka the bouncer.
Yeah.
Then you come back and you put on a wig and you start snogging yourself.
Yeah.
Do you get lucky? Do you go home together?
No. I can't. I can't seal the deal. I then have a sort of like
that is low when you can't.
I then have a sort of stereotypical like booze breakdown. I'm at the bar just in tears.
And then you put the ironing board away.
When will it make sense? And then I iron my shirt and I go to work.
Because it's 9 a.m.
Because it's 9 a.m. and I'm fucking late again. I don't even know why we spoke, but I'm talking about...
Because we're talking about the girls' bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So you're on stage.
Anyway, so on stage, and we were talking about blokes. we're actually talking about breakups and how men, when they break up, they generally go on a rampage for the first like 2-3 months.
That's true.
And the girl is kind of in pieces and is not over it. And then the guy, we do a switcheroo. So 3 months is up. And then the guy literally just falls apart. And is like, oh, my God, I still love you. And like they realize that they've, well, they think they've made a mistake. And then they go crawling back. But by that point, the girl is absolutely fine and is over it and tells him to fuck off. So
are we talking from experience here?
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
I usually break up and I go to a monastery for...
We never on this podcast talk about your relationship status. Well, what is it at the moment?
Happily, happily engaged to myself.
Does that mean, do you want to keep aloof if you're single in a relationship?
I don't know. As I said, I'm an introvert. I don't like to...
Interesting.
I don't like to
brag. I know. I think it's great for the audience because the audience don't know. The listeners right now don't know if you're single or in a relationship.
Does it matter?
I know. No, it doesn't matter. I like it. I like it that way.
What?
Well, it's interesting that you could make your assumptions, guys. What do you think? I would love for you to know. Please get in contact with us on our email if you want to email us. Yes or no? Contact at privatepartspodcast.com. We'll go onto our Instagram at privatepodcast, slide into our bio, our link tree, and let us know if you
slide
think Alex.
Into our bio.
Yes. We want to know, do you think Alex is single or in a relationship? I'd love to know what people think.
Mm.
At some point, can you please give us an insight into if you are not. I tell you what, maybe if you go and sign up to our Patreon page, which is, guys, it's less than a pint. It's super easy. And the Patreon page is on our link tree. It's in our bio on our Instagram. You just go and click it. It costs less than a pint. You can pick your tier.
You'll do anything to try and get people to part with
it. Yeah, well, it's just great. You join the community. Come check out. We've got bonus episodes. We've got merch. We've got live videos. We've got so much extra stuff on our Patreon page that you guys are going to freak out that you're not part of it. So it's super simple. It's less than a pint. It's like £2 or whatever it is. And you pick your tier. I mean, it's just great. So go and check it out. And maybe on there, you'll find out if Alex is single or not.
Potentially.
Anyway, so what happened? Give me the end of the story.
I can't remember what. I've literally gone on such a tangent. Yeah
so you were talking about that. You had a fun time there.
I had a good time, yeah. We started talking about poo again.
It always goes out. Do you know, I have a friend who we both know. His name, we can give him a shout out. He's quite a private guy, so maybe I won't. But he's a friend of mine. He lives in Brazil. You know who you are, buddy, if you're listening to this. He was on a night out once. He's a good looking dude.
Mm.
And he got on a tube in the morning, and he hadn't slept because he had been drinking so much. But he's on the tube, he's a little bit drunk, but he was, you know, coming back with it.
Mm.
And he started chatting to a girl on the tube who was going to work.
Mm.
She was going to a job and she was really cute, and they started chatting and they were flirting and stuff like this. And it was 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And he said, oh, this is my stop coming up. And she said, okay. And he lunged for the kiss at 8 a.m. in the morning.
And what happened?
She was like, she gave him her cheek and said, oh, I don't do that. But I said, that is bold. Has anyone ever had someone lunge at them at 8 a.m. in the morning on a tube on your way to work?
That's not happened to me yet.
Have you ever? Where's the weirdest place you've kissed someone? Not slept, but kissed.
Oh, well, actually, no. This is what I spoke about on the girls' bathroom tour bit. I said it was the worst places that you've had sex.
Oh yeah, where's yours?
Well, I didn't have sex, but it was not far off in a graveyard.
Oh my God, you're hideous. You are hideous.
I know. I was very, very young. And it was one of the only places that you could kind of
get away with it. That is just, it's apologize now.
To who?
To everyone in the graveyard.
To the dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There you go. I'm glad for that.
I'm sure it was probably quite nice for them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, your private partners, welcome to your bonus episode. Now, hey, listen, I don't know if you know, Will Smith has written a book, by the way. No, all the big dogs are doing
it. So funny.
All the big guys.
You did it and now everyone else is following.
Yeah, it's true. This is what always happens. Always happens. I do it. Will Smith does it.
There's a
Richard Osman does it.
Guys, by the way, there's a great episode coming up on Friday where Jamie literally gets torn a new one.
Well, we can do it now. Yeah, Richard Osman's on the episode this Friday. Richard Osman, yes. The author, the pointless man.
Jamie selflessly gave him
a book.
Gave him one of his books.
Yeah.
And Richard kindly read some of the...
Yeah, well, go and check it out. It's this Friday. You're going to love it. Anyway, Will Smith says his mom caught him having sex. This is in his book. In the kitchen with his high school girlfriend. He wrote, "You cannot feel worse than having your mother catch you and your girlfriend doggy style on the kitchen floor."
Sounds like a shaggy song or something.
I think you can feel worse catching your parents do doggy style on the kitchen floor. That would be worse. If you walked in, your parents were doing doggy style, you'd be like, this is just... What do you do? Oh, God, it's not what it looks like.
There was a story about this kid. I can't remember his name. This was back in the day when, you couldn't really, there was no phone, like porn on your phone and stuff. And I think the only way was like on Sky. And his whole family were out. And
his whole family? What do you mean his whole family was out?
He had like his grandparents and stuff around. And they'd gone out on a very long dog walk. So he decided, he was like, they're going to be gone for quite a while. So gets on Sky, you know, gets himself set up. He's taken everything off. He's got his lit candle.
Yeah.
And so he's like mid
masturbation.
Masturbation.
Masturbation. That should be our new song. Yeah, it's a masturbation.
Yeah. And he's midway through it and the door swings open and literally the whole family like flood into the living room. His grandma, like the little like kids that are in the family. It's and the dog.
It's always the worst.
I can't think of anything worse.
No, Sophie, my girlfriend's friend, she heard her parents having sex because their walls were quite thin. Anyway, then she heard her dad going to have a shower and she went, oh, and the dad going in the shower, oh, that's the fucking best we ever had. She was just shivering in the next door room. That is horrendous.
Yeah, I luckily never experienced that.
I never had that. Also, which has come out on the news, which we like to know, the celebs who have been outed for being bad tippers. Are you a tipper?
I'm a tipper.
You're a tipper?
A fly tipper.
You tipper.
If you've got any old fridges,
you want to go and tip
I'll get rid of it for you. Don't worry. No questions asked.
Well, that is an unbelievable West Country accent. Do that.
No, it's because I gave fly tipping.
Have you ever made cider?
I've got a few bottles of it, yeah. Well, you want some?
I keep getting head rushes instead. I don't understand. Whereabouts in the West Country do you live?
What?
Whereabouts?
No, I'm done with it now.
Sorry. All right. Didn't realize you made the rules.
I'm not a monkey. but yeah, no, I tip.
Okay. So
I can imagine you not actually. You're the type of guy that would tip if people are looking.
Oh my God.
100%.
No, wouldn't.
This happened a couple of times with you, actually.
When has it ever happened?
You used to get a bit bullshy when we were in, like, for example, in Saint-Tropez or whatever. You'd be like, don't worry, guys, I've got the bill.
And then
it would come to the bill being paid, and it's obviously quite a lot, and then you'd fucking kick off.
Yeah, that was
like,
once.
You're all cheapskates, none of you ever pay.
That was once.
When you'd literally said, I'll pay for the bill. And then I think at one point you raised your fist to do what.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually amazing. Actually, we can
it's not amazing.
No, not to Tiff Watson. It was not to Tiff Watson. It was to Sam Thompson. There was a picture.
You've raised
my fist to Tiff Watson.
It was the beginning of a very, very prosperous career as a misogynist.
go on to what we will do. Actually, go on to our Instagram and you can see the picture. There is a picture that reached the Daily Mail of me swinging a Thompson in Saint-Tropez Club. It's hilarious. Go onto Instagram now, at Private Podcast, and you can see the picture. We'll upload it and you can check it out. It's one of the funniest pictures in the world. We just all got drunk. We had a bit too many rosés and we all decided to have a very posh fight. Think of Hugh Grant and Colin Firth.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. Having a fight in Bridget Jones. It was very much like that. So the bad tippers are Kylie Jenner. I don't know. David Dobrik, the YouTuber. Donald Glover. Chris Brown. Plenty of bad tippers. Good tippers. Trey Songz. Right. Taylor Swift.
Mm. Can imagine that.
Can imagine that.
Can imagine that.
I think so too. Also, the other thing that we want to do, we had the great Greg Jenner episode and people absolutely loved it. They really loved it.
It was good. I enjoyed myself.
They were fantastic. And we had a lot of people writing in some facts that we want to know if they're true or false. So thank you, you absolute legends, because you've sent them through. And here are some of them. Now, do we think these are true or false? Try to get hold of Greg Jenner. We're going to try and debunk these. I'm going to probably phone my brother, who's very clever as well. Let's see what we think. Okay, here we go. Before alarm clocks, people were paid to knock on your window.
Yeah.
You think that's true?
Yeah. How else are you going to wake up?
So you paid someone to come knock on your window?
No, I haven't done that before.
At school, I was at a boarding school and probably didn't know that. And
you've never mentioned it before.
Yeah, I had to do we had to do chores in the morning. One of my chores was bell, the bell boy. I had to go and wake up all the...
you had to shake your bell into...
I had to go and wake up all the older boys.
Morning!
Yeah, I had to go and wake up the older boys and any time they wanted to, so 6 a.m., 8 a.m., whatever it was. And I walked into one boy to wake him up in the morning and... his room smelt so bad that I had to go out and vomit into the loo because I've never smelled anything like it. His feet, it was the smell of feet in his room. And I vomited into the loo.
God.
Because it was so bad. So we think that's true. Okay. The punishment of rape in ancient Greece was to publicly have a massive radish put up your ass.
That's not a punishment. It's quite nice.
But how big is a massive radish? That's quite...
That's as a butt plug. Nice.
I don't think that's true.
I've weirdly, I feel like I've heard that before and I feel like it is true.
Yeah. Jane Austen was the first to say sponge cake.
No.
Nah, I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true.
Who do you reckon was the first?
Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn.
Yeah. Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn, I think. Do you know who made up the... who made up the term bling? Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. Didn't give you time to answer. Yeah. Oh, my brother's ringing me. Okay, let's just... hello, Sander.
Hello, brother.
Hey, brother. I just got a quick question for you because you're one of the smartest people I know.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? The Queen, is she a qualified mechanic?
Yeah, she is. She did it in the Second World War. She fixed ambulances.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I knew that.
Okay, fine. Okay, I've got one more for you. The shortest war in history lasted 38 minutes.
Just thinking, 38 minutes?
38 minutes.
It probably is.
I think that's true, yeah.
Sorry, but I don't know what it is. Was there one...
I think it was like an uprising in like a... It was like a civil war.
A civil war? I don't know.
Some sort of coup that ended.
Okay, I just got a couple more, just interesting. The teddy bear was invented in 1902 to honor President Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. He was like an avid hunter and he, on a hunt, I think he like saw a baby bear and didn't kill it or something like that. And someone, it was like an honor, as a memory, made this bear and gave it to him.
Oh my God, I knew you'd be good at this. Okay, here we go. Another one is... Jane Austen was the first to say sponge cake.
I have no idea. Okay.
I doubt that one as well. Okay, before alarm clocks, people were paid to knock on your window.
It might be true in like niche circumstances, but maybe.
Okay.
It's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
Okay, and then the last one is a hangover is named that because people used to drink and watch people get hanged.
Definitely not true.
Okay.
That'll definitely be that's definitely like one of those ones that where they've made it up to, you know, like people claim things like posh or Port Out, Starboard Home or golf is like j- gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. They've like sort of made up a thing that's...
They've made it up.
...isn't true, yeah.
Okay, the one which I said to you the other day that you debunked was I said, oh, people used to speak in Latin, so the some of the folk couldn't understand it, so they could rule the churches. And you were like, that's total bollocks.
Literally makes no sense.
All right, buddy. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So
bright, well, no, it's smart.
So astonishing how, you know, you're from the same blood and you are so stupid.
he's the smartest person I know, I think, apart from maybe Greg Jenner, but he's one of the smartest people I know. We don't even need... Say, guys, you got pretty much all of them debunked, so actually that's all right.
We'll confirm that next week.
Okay, we also have an email from Sally who says, hi guys, I'm way too old to be listening to your pod, but I'm originally a California girl who spent 6 years in London from 24 to 30. Now a very happy wife and mama living just outside of NYC. I watched a few episodes of Early MIC and it was so fun to see you all jaunting around my old neighbourhood. Often, I have no idea who your guests are, having been away from London for some years, but... The Andy King podcast was one of the best I've ever listened to. I'm a big pod junkie. It hit on everything. Hilariously funny and beautifully empathetic. Told you I'm empathetic. I even made my Wall Street husband listen to it and he loved it. Thanks, Sally. Hope you guys get all the acclaim you deserve for that one. However, that acclaim translates in podland. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's fun listening. And yes, I give you 5 stars. Be well, Sally.
All right. Big up, Sally.
Shotgun Sally.
All right. That's great that we got this.
Is it Shotgun Sally? Right on, Mustang. Shotgun. Mustang Sally. That's a good... Try and do that. Goodness. My voice is... Try and do that.
What, sir?
Mustang Sally. Do as well as that. Try and do it.
No.
Yo, just do it. Mustang Sally.
I'm not in the mood today.
I'll just do it once, then we'll sign off. I won't sign off unless you do it.
I don't want to sign off.
Just do it. Just do it.
No.
Let's do it.
I'm not feeling it.
Just say Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
Sally!
All right. Shotgun Sally. Shotgun. I love the fact that we've got listeners in the States.
Yeah, shout out to you guys out
there. Do a deep Southern accent. Think Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Mustang Sally.
Nice. Real nice.
Hey, you wanna go and have a bourbon?
You want some bourbon?
All right, everybody. Listen, we'll see you on Friday for an episode with Richard Osman. We cannot wait for it. Please check out our Patreon. It's in our link tree. We'd love you to subscribe to it. If you don't worry at all. But we would love you to be part of it. It's a community bonus episodes. Everything you want. Anyway, Friday, we'll see you then. Four. Whatever. Bye.
Sick sign off, man.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.